Gotcha Residence.
Hi, my name
Hello.
is James. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, and as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. Now, if you already vote by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well, please. Now, let me read you the answers. For example, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, or I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am
already voted.
I already
voted by absentee. Yes.
Oh, okay. And tell me, with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, perfect. Now, the survey actually is really short. It won't take too much of your time, 3 minutes or four
Wow, that's a long
now,
time. But
it won't take too much. Now, what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian?
I am Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you.
South American.
Oh, okay.
65.
And what is your age?
65.
Thank you. And in this case, you will be now given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of them, you can tell me as well, so I can mark that down as your answer, okay? Now, the first one will be Kamala Harris.
Yes, favorable.
Cindy Lerner.
I don't know her.
You don't know her. Raquel Regalado.
I know her, but I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And Richard Prasnick.
I know him. I don't have an opinion.
Thank you for that. Now, for whom did you vote in the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor? Shlomo Dasinger,
yes.
Manny Seed, Eddie Rojas, Alexander Otaola, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levine Cava, or Carlos Garin?
Daniela Cava.
Daniela Cava. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, or Raquel Regalado?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Don't worry about that. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or hear anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No. I live in Miami fully around. But right now, since 45 days ago, I am in California for work, and I won't come for another 30 days. So I haven't been
It's not a problem at all. It's not a problem at all, okay? It's not a problem at all.
I am just telling you, when you ask me if I read the last week, I am not in Miami, so I'm not reading anything about Miami. I'm working and I'm fully immersed in this.
Okay, perfect. The reason what I was asking you this is because I have another question similar like that.
Yeah,
just for quality purposes, I will read that, for example, within the past few weeks, and you can answer me the way that you answered the last question, not a problem at all. Now, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or hear anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I haven't.
You haven't. And now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for qualification purposes only. Now, if you were to label yourself, will you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Liberal. Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
No, liberal.
Liberal, okay. Now, what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? For example, less than high school diploma. High school diploma.
I went to law school.
Law school. Or you have, for example, college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor or 4 years degree, or postgraduate degree.
Postgraduate.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your national ancestry? For example, Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian.
Peruvian.
Peruvian. Okay, Peruvian. Let me mark that down here. And in your house or in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but some English.
That's a very good question. I speak Spanish myself to whoever who comes to my house. But my children who are already married and my children speak Spanish, but my grandchildren don't. So when they are in my house, I speak English. So I don't know, half and half?
Oh, half and half. Thank you for that. Let me mark that down as your answer.
Sure.
And well, this concludes our survey. And thank you very much for your participation. And I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You do the same. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.